This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you're invited to join us here. If you'd like, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. We've also got Skype, and you can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Joining you here in studio, it's Ian,
Jay, and Daryl.
And, of course, we invite you to also take control over on the website at freetalklive.com, where you can actually submit show content, or what could be show content, what might be considered for that. And then other listeners can vote on it, whether they like or dislike it. It's a Reddit-based system, and it's totally free. So go to freetalklive.com. We're going to start in Canada with a story that I think we mentioned briefly on the show earlier this week. It's... sounds almost like a retread of the news that we reported on in great detail with the folks from Cannabis Culture magazine, Mark Emery and his wife Jody, being arrested along with quite a few of their employees in Montreal, Canada, after they had opened up multiple shops.
I think what was it, like five or eight?
5 to 8, and then they had some others in Toronto and I think Vancouver. And in Toronto and Vancouver, they'd been targeted by the police, and turned out they targeted the ones in Montreal as well. Because
you
apparently,
don't say.
Yeah, and their idea was, well, you know, Canada's supposed to be legalizing it. Legalizing
yes.
cannabis. So let's just do it now. Why wait? You know, that's the intention, supposedly, of the politicians in Canada. But why wait for the politicians to go through whatever political process of, I don't know, I'm not sure what exact point it is up there as far as when it will be implemented or what they need to do first. Do they need to create regulations and, you know, whatever.
Probably.
Yeah, whatever bureaucracy and politicking needs to go on. Mark and Jody were just like, let's just open up the doors. Let's let people buy some plants.
Good for them. I like that.
Yeah, it's heroic, and especially to do it in more than one location, which was really, I mean, seems like a suicide run. Like, you know they're going to target you, but they opened up half a dozen stores.
That's
all
great
at once.
Activism.
Incredible. So now, in addition to that, in Halifax, Canada, the owner of Auntie's Health and Wellness, a marijuana store that opened in July and began selling pot without any restrictions just 2 weeks ago, has been taken into custody. So she opened up her store months ago and then started selling marijuana openly. Officers and paramedics were seen entering the downtown Halifax shop around 3 p.m. on Friday. Short while later, Shirley Martineau, the owner of Auntie's, was let out of the store in handcuffs and taken into custody. Plus, three others, presumably some of her coworkers in the store, including a 42-year-old man, 66-year-old woman, and so on. They're all facing charges. Each face one count of possession for the purpose of trafficking in marijuana.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that's right. They're trafficking in flowers in this case.
The wrong type of salad.
Pretty much that's all we're talking about.
And
here.
Basically, you know, trafficking in this sense probably just means intent to distribute.
Exactly.
Well, trafficking in general means to buy, sell, and trade, commerce. That's why when I get traffic tickets, I would ask the cop on the stand if he knew the definition of the word traffic as it applies to the code. And in New York State, it says traffic ticket, Massachusetts, uniform citation. But in New York, I'd have fun with this, and he would always define traffic as, oh, driving in your car. And I'd be like, oh, but the code says this, and I'd hand it to him to read, and he would read out trafficking, buying, selling, or trading. So that's really, you know, the word traffic is to buy and sell.
And then what would he do next?
Oh, well, so the ticket was a traffic ticket, yeah. And I would say, well, I would motion to dismiss the case because he doesn't know the definitions of the words that he's using on these, you know, legal documents. And he would just basically impeach himself as a witness. And only one time it worked in New York, and I did this like three times in New York. The other times they didn't care.
Well, I certainly hope that the lady in this case will be challenging her case.
Oh, absolutely. I hope so, too.
As well. All four people have been released on a promise to appear and undertaking. It's going to be some sort of Canadian court legal terminology. They are set
yeah,
to...
Yeah, because when I hear undertaker, I'm thinking, you know, mortician.
It's like English law stuff. They're still under the crown.
Maybe that's their equivalent of the arraignment, perhaps. They're set to appear in Halifax Provincial Court at a later date. The release said the investigation is ongoing. 2 weeks ago, Martineau lifted all restrictions on selling from her store, saying she'd sell to anyone over the age of 19. At the time, she said, quote, "You know, I believe in 4 months it's going to be legal anyways, so I'm hoping to skirt by. I'm hoping that happens."
So was she, like, selling medical before or something, or she just all of a sudden started selling?
Yeah, it's not clear whether she was a medical dealer. I mean, it was Auntie's Health and Wellness. So it does say it was a marijuana store that opened in July. So, yeah, maybe it was medical. And she just said, all right, well, anybody over the age of 19, I'll sell to you. And she figured that they'd go easy on her. But that's not how the law works.
So this would be pretty brave of somebody who just had a health and wellness store that may be selling some health food and stuff. And all of a sudden, they just start selling pot. But, okay, so she was, like, selling medical.
Still, it's pretty brave. I mean, because these guys take this crap seriously.
Oh, sure.
Even though the rest of us are just like, oh, there's politicians writing words on paper, they take it like the word of God. It's crazy.
Well, these words on paper are enforced by the barrel of a gun.
Right, but the people that are enforcing it, they're like, oh, this is the supreme law. You have to follow it. Oh, it changed today. And now you have to follow this other thing that's completely the opposite of what I told you had to do yesterday.
I mean, it would be great if the folks who are doing the enforcing of these bad laws would, I don't know, start applying a conscience to their job and not hurt peaceful people. But until that day, we have to just change the damn system, unfortunately. I mean, I hate the fact that that's the case. I wish there could be some sort of renaissance in thought that happens. And maybe it will someday, but doesn't seem like it's around the corner.
And as we all know, the system is hiring people who are just order takers and aren't going to challenge it. And, you know, you guys have covered stuff on this show and how, you know, certain states don't want police officers above a whatever IQ. They don't want, you know, critical
thinkers.
Yeah, there
have actually been people sued. You know, people have sued of, I was discriminated against because I'm too smart. And courts are like, yeah, they can do that.
Too smart to be a cop.
Right, because they don't want people who are going to think outside the box. They want people who are going to do what they're told.
Yep.
And so somebody said at some point here that police, there was some kind of meeting, you know, when they have their, they start the day or whatever, they start each shift, they have that call out or whatever it is. I forget the
roll
police
call.
Roll call, there you go. And, okay, all right, boys, we need to, let's see, get about a dozen of you here. We're going to go out down to Auntie Annie's here and take out her store. Yeah. We're just going to ruin this old lady's day.
The roll call briefing.
I mean, they're literally walking out of there with I mean, this is like the grandma pot, basically, at this point. So sort of the equivalent of, like, Uber grandma here in here.
Yeah,
in
and then I read a story yesterday. It was actually in the newscast today about the Maine governor finally signing the documentation saying, oh, yes, this ballot initiative from November passed, and he's saying
2 months
later. But he said, quote, there's nothing I can do until the legislature gives me money to set up the infrastructure. So basically he's saying, all right, it's going to be legal at some point, mm-hmm. but we can't allow people to sell stuff until the legislature gives me money to set up infrastructure. Why do you need infrastructure? Just, I don't know, don't arrest people if they sell something that they're allowed to have up to 2.5 ounces of?
Those who have power don't want to let go of it one bit.
Absolutely. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. It'll be interesting to see if Maine or Massachusetts ends up having their own version of this grandma or the couple from cannabis culture. Will people in America actually openly violate these rules or soon-to-be rules? Because they haven't written them yet.
Right. That would be cool, but, I mean, Massachusetts, they're pretty hardcore. I think the cops are a lot less hardcore up in, like, Canada and stuff. I mean,
now,
I don't know.
There was somebody at Hempfest that I believe has a store in one of the surrounding states, mm-hmm. and they were, you know, selling their product at Hempfest.
And that was like a wellness store of some sort, if I'm correctly.
Yeah, they were selling to, you know, pretty much anybody. So they might wind up being ballsy enough to try it.
That would be awesome. Do you know those people?
I don't remember who they were, And even if I did, I wouldn't say it right now. National radio.
For sure. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I guess we'll just have to keep our fingers crossed on that. 855-450-3733. Coming up, Daryl, you say that cannabis legalization is going global?
That's the claim from FEE.
We'll get to that coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts here also. Skype username, lrn.fm. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, cannabis legalization going global, according to FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education. Daryl's got that story. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. And also, if you've been thinking about starting up a website, well, now's a great time to do it because you can get 50% off. That's 50, 50% off the regular prices over at HostGator. It's one of the top hosting companies out there. You go to HostGator.com/FTL, and that's how you get the special price. Plus, they've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation into your hands. You add to that a 99.99% uptime rating, and you get a great deal from one of the top hosting companies. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get 50% off their regular prices. As we go to Patrick in Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Patrick, you're on with Ian J. and Daryl.
Hey, guys, I take offense to that on when you're saying we're not intelligent out there. It's a lot of intelligent police officers. It's the laws that are stupid.
Well, that's not to say that all police departments have the policy that we were discussing. So for those just tuning in, there are some departments, and I think you, one of you said it was states. I don't know if it's states or departments, but I think there's departments specifically, because I know New London, Connecticut is one of them, where they don't allow somebody with over X IQ. And I don't remember what X was. It was 110 or what it was, but they definitely have those in some departments.
And I know that there have been courts that have upheld those policies.
Yeah, so that's not to say that all cops are stupid or that all departments are the same.
But I do disagree.
Oh, I understand.
I do disagree with your comment that the laws are stupid, because I actually happen to believe that, well, the statutes, as what they are in the codes, are actually, I believe they're perfect, and they're written perfectly, and they're not stupid at all. What is actually happening, though, is they are being unjustly applied, they're being misapplied. Because like I have said several times, you know, all these codes apply to persons, and persons are clearly defined in every state code I've ever looked at. A person is defined as a corporation, trust, association, or society.
So, I've seen it defined as natural person, though, or a natural, I forget the exact wording, but they try to make it sound like it's applying also to human beings.
Right, but there's no definition of human being in any state statute that I've looked at, and I've studied.
Well, there's no definition of the word heir either, but, you know,
they
some
fall
things
back to
you
these,
just kind of know what it means.
If they don't define something in legalese and it's not in, like, Black's Law Dictionary or whatever, then they fall back generally to the sort of generally accepted definition, as I understand it.
So, absolutely. So, for example, MGL chapter 4 is the definition section. Chapter 4,
what's
section 7.
What is MGL?
So, MGL's, when it's MGL in all capital letters, it means the codified statutes for Massachusetts. When MGL,
oh, Massachusetts,
yeah, so,
general so, laws?
Now, it is, if it is MGL in lowercase, that is Massachusetts general laws. If it's MGL in uppercase, it is the codified statutes for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
This is getting pretty complicated. Patrick, what do you think about all that? I mean, you're an actual law enforcement officer there in Arizona.
You know, it's funny because when we first went into the academies and did everything, they said code or your things are just guidelines. That was the word they used. They took that out in the last, say, 7-8 years in the academy. But since I've sat through them and everything, you know, they don't use that word anymore because they actually got people to think and say, hey, you know, these are just things we go by on a daily basis, and these are just words that, you know, it gives you an idea of how you're supposed to act, how you're supposed to do things, but you're still yourself. Be yourself out there. Don't try to be anybody different. Don't be
hard-nosed. Well, I think that it's definitely damaging to law enforcement, to that profession, to be blindly enforcing laws. And there are some officers who just seem as though they are robotic. They're very much like automatons in some ways. And I know there are human beings in there. I know that's the case. But I've even seen some of them who I respect as individuals. You know, normally they're, you know, generally good people, I think. I've seen them sort of flip or snap or go into this mode where they're just in enforcement mode. And it's like not much humanity there.
Well, the one thing I've learned is if you got somebody, like, say you're geared or you're partnered up with somebody for a day because something happened, his transport got canceled or something like that, and he gets in that mode, then, you know, our captains say avoid conflict, you know, try to keep him out of the limelight because he's just going to stir up problems like what you're saying, you know, with the public.
And, yeah, I see what you're saying, but I've also seen that happen in person. Like, I've seen it happen. One example would be this. There's this guy here in Keene. He is a county sheriff. His name's Josh, and he's kind of like a skinny guy like me. He's probably the skinniest dude on the sheriff's department. And normally he's like really cool kind of guy, one of the guys you can easily talk to. There was one night when he was out at the college neighborhood, and there was some situation with a kid who was openly drinking, right? He was underage, presumably. He had some sort of beer in a red Solo cup, and he's walking around the college neighborhood. And when they stopped him to talk to him, he was drunk. He decided to run. And when this guy kicked into running after the perp gear, he used way more force, in my opinion, than he needed to. And I was actually surprised that this dude was able to do that, and his personality shifted in such a way that I wasn't used to. And he sort of went into that mode. So that wouldn't be a situation where, you know, the chief could come in and say, you need to get off the streets, because he was in the middle of something.
Adrenaline will do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, and another thing you guys realize in the last 8 years of everything that's been going on in this country, the training has shifted to more of a tactical wave instead of a personal wave. I mean, I had some good lieutenants, good sergeants. God rest their soul. They're not around anymore. They've retired or gone on to, passed away and stuff. And they taught us to deal with people and not deal with situations. See, there's the problem. See, this tactical training teaches you to deal with situations. We've stopped dealing with people. And the sad part about it is that you walk into a situation, you can defuse it by being personable. I mean, there's some situations you're not able to avoid. And it was funny, like the other day, I guess the young lady you have on the show, my wife was listening to this, and it's very rare that my wife was in the same vehicle with me and we're listening to this program. She got mad at you guys. Oh, wow, you can listen to this. And I'm going, and I actually sat here and defended you guys. You'd be proud of me.
And what were we talking about there? I'm sorry, I missed that if you recapped it.
No. Well, she was talking about a situation with a police, a naked, you guys get these stories. I forget the
actual story. Oh, yeah. We had a few of those earlier this week. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Patrick. I always appreciate hearing from you. It's always interesting to get somebody's perspective who's currently in law enforcement. And I agree, there are definitely some departments that have better policies than others as far as how they interact with people and how professional they are. There's no doubt about it. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. But the fact remains, they are a monopoly over force.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. And if you've got Bitcoin, well, you're probably pretty happy right now. Because at some point in the past, there was a peak at around $1,200 U.S. dollars for one Bitcoin. That was like, what, 3 or 4 years ago, I think, at this point?
Yep.
And there were people who obviously probably bought at around the peak because they were excited. They were, all right, let's get on this roller coaster. And then it crashed down to 200 after a little bit. It took a little bit, but it did get down as low as the 200 range. And so obviously people who had bought at, you know, 11 or 1200 were pretty burned on that. Because this is, in my opinion, a long-term concept. To hold Bitcoin for a long time, 3 years in the span of money, is not a long time. And now you start to look at the new price of Bitcoin, which is over 1,100 U.S. dollars as we're speaking. I think it's close to 1,130 right now, $1,130 for one Bitcoin. The people who might have finally bought in it, or that bought in at, you know, close to 1,200, well, we're almost to that point. So if they held on, if they didn't, you know, sell and bail out, they're back up now to right where they were at, right near the peak. I mean, we are within striking distance of a world record high price for Bitcoin. You got to be excited, Jay.
Oh, I am excited, and a lot of my friends are too. One of my friends actually, he's listening tonight. He bought in at 1,000.
It
was his first Bitcoin buy, and then
and that was a few years ago.
Yeah,
or just recently.
He actually bought it from my brother Josh, and he's like, and then Bitcoin went, goes up to 1,300. No, he bought it on the way down. That's what he did. He bought it on the way down after the high of 1,300.
I see.
Or 12, whatever it was. And then he's been like, as it went down, you know, he'd buy more and buy more and buy more. So, and he didn't really sell much, but he's, I talked to him, I think,
he's a happy man today.
And he's like, oh, I'm doing good. I'm okay with Bitcoin.
So we're, I'm looking at the price of both gold and Bitcoin right now, and we're about $41 away from the average price of Bitcoin eclipsing gold yet again.
If Bitcoin can grab 40 more dollars, it'll be darn close to its own maximum high. So very interesting. We'll keep an eye on things for you here. Some people are predicting $3,000 Bitcoin at some point in 2017. And I think at this rate, if it keeps up, I mean, we could be there in another month. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Tarek on the line in Austria. Tarek, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Jay and Daryl.
Hey, Hello? How you doing, man?
Hey, Tarek, you're on the air.
Yeah, was listening to your conversation with the Phoenix police officer. I hope he's still listening, at least.
He might be. You know, we're on the radio there.
Yeah. Well, doesn't mean he's listening.
Which means you can't say the F word or the S word this time,
yes,
okay?
Yes, I know that.
Okay, so go ahead.
I know you have to facilitate and follow FCC regulations because you are under contract.
No, I'm not. I had never contracted with the FCC.
Well, if you're working at that radio station.
I am not working at that radio station. This radio show is on 150-plus radio stations across the country.
Yeah.
We don't ask anyone's permission to put our show out there on the satellite. The stations pick up the show, and so they're the ones with the license. They're the ones with the contract and the agreement with the FCC. So we try to, you know, not have the certain words go out on the air so as to not put their licenses in jeopardy. It is not our license. Just to clarify for you.
Okay, but that would put you under what is called an adhesion contract.
Well, we have Jay here. I don't know. Have you heard of this? Adhesion? You mean adhesion?
Yeah, as adhesion you're talking about.
Adhesion, adhesion.
So, I think what we're under is professional courtesy with these radio stations that choose to air us. It's not really an adhesion contract on our part.
We just not debate where or not I can use specific words. I get your guys' rules you have to follow.
I see. You wanted to bring up adhesion contracts but not talk about them?
No, I wanted to
just like you wanted a couple nights ago to bring up the whole South Pole thing and then not actually tell us where he got the story.
Right. All right, well, fine. What were you wanting to bring up tonight? We'll just go ahead and breeze right by that that topic.
Why are we gone? Yeah, let's choose a different topic.
All right, you get to decide. This is Free Talk Live, where you, the caller, decide what the topic is. So, what was your reason for calling tonight?
Well, and I was listening to the conversation concerning law, and I was wondering if you were aware of the difference between law and with lowercase L, which would be maritime admiralty law, law of the sea, contractual, Roman civil.
Now, I've heard of maritime law, and I know, Jay, you probably know a thing or two about this.
Oh, yeah.
Does it have anything to do with whether the law is upper, the L in the law is upper or lowercase?
Well, according to some people, there is a difference. I don't really pay too much attention to it, but there is actually, I know, with like uppercase citizen, you know, the citizen and the C and a lowercase C. And
well, that would be what's called the Roman casing system, lowercase, uppercase.
And I've dabbled a lot in courts in New York State over the years, and definitely New York State has a penal code that's capital P, and then a penal code with a lowercase P, and in New York State is pretty specific about which ones are which. I can't.
Now, what is the significance of this? I mean, the fact that there's a lowercase p or an uppercase p, couldn't that just be a typographical error? I mean, what is the...
In New York, the New York thing, they are explicit about the uppercase and lowercase p. For one, so the uppercase penal code is like all the commercial stuff, and the lowercase penal code is like if somebody actually committed a crime, which would be like your
criminal
law stuff.
Okay.
So the uppercase is like your statutory, like your traffic laws, and maybe drug trafficking.
No, it's law of the land.
And
traffic laws or is still a contractual issue.
It could be what I'm telling you could be the exact opposite, but there definitely is a difference between uppercase penal code and lowercase penal code in New York.
Exact. In all law. And if you look at the front of every law book, it tells you exactly who and what and how those specific codifications apply to. And that's all they are. They are codifications for corporations.
And I agree with that.
Okay, so I get where you're coming from, but explaining that to Patrick, who was the law enforcement officer who called in earlier, I mean, those guys don't understand those differences.
Well,
this is esoteric as hell.
Policy enforcer. Look at the word police. No matter how you spell it throughout the world, it still reads policy. You've just been trained to see it and say it as police.
Yeah, they are law enforcement officers these days rather than being peace officers.
They are following, they are enforcing a policy, a codification.
Well, not always. I mean, sometimes they look the other
really?
Way. Sometimes.
Look up the state of New York.
I know what he means.
United States Security.
Okay, well, see, the thing with all this stuff is, you know, you got to try to translate it. Jay, if you can somehow put this through, you know, the babblefish here, so people listening out there can have some idea.
Show me New York's actually a state, not actually a franchise to the United States.
Well, the word state, under public policy, 1864, the word state was actually changed to mean District of Columbia. So, yes, when you say state of New Hampshire or state of New York, what you are actually talking about is a District of Columbia
franchise.
And this
was changed at the federal level?
Well, this was changed by Congress under public policy. And the caller is correct that they are enforcing policy because technically law is not being enforced anywhere. There's hardly even a court of law even exists anymore, maybe except for the Supreme Judicial Court.
Pennsylvania. Would be your highest court of law.
So this is the Court of International Claim, correct? You're talking about Pennsylvania.
Court of International Claim is held in Europe.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of confusion out there. And
law is designed to be confusing,
sure.
And you know it's hard to even talk about on the radio without people probably drooling out the side of their mouth
because
I mean, it's hard for me to even read it. I mean, Daryl's incredible. He can.
It's designed that way for a reason to keep you flabbergasted.
Sure, sure.
And
but here's the thing. Here's the thing.
They may be
enforcing policy, but when they enforce that policy on you, and you're like, "Whoa, I opted out of this system. I never consented to your policy."
File what's called a disclosure of evidence and ask them to prove.
Well, see, here's the fun part: is Jay Noon just moved here to New Hampshire? And thanks for the call, Tarek. And he's into all this. Jay, you're into this stuff, and you're planning on digging into some of these theories here. And now that you're here, we get to help you document it. So I'm really excited to see what happens because there's a lot of gurus like this Tarek guy out there, like, you gotta file this, you gotta go here and do that. We'll see what happens. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, username lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
If you've got Bitcoin, well, like we were talking about, you're pretty happy because the price is getting closer to its maximum high of all time, or not maximum high, it could be very much higher, but it's high. It's all-time high. You can go to Jaxx.io to get the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Whether you're new to Bitcoin or not, the Jaxx wallet is an amazing wallet because it can hold multiple cryptocurrencies. So not just Bitcoin, but several others. And there's Shapeshift integration that allows for frictionless, easy exchange between those currencies. It was created by a Free Talk Live listener. His name is Anthony DiOrio. He's also one of the founders of Ethereum. And they made it easy to back up your wallet with Jaxx and also recover your funds if need be. It's super easy to use. Go to Jaxx.io, Jaxx.io. Plus, it's cross-platform. So if you've got a laptop, you can actually have the same access to the same Bitcoin on your laptop as you do on your phone. And that's because the Bitcoin isn't actually stored on your device. The Bitcoin is out in the cloud, so to speak. It's this decentralized network, and your device, whether it's the laptop or the phone, just has the keys that access that Bitcoin. So if you want the Jaxx wallet, it's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, go to Jaxx.io or go to your Google or Apple App Store. As we continue here, let's go to Charlie in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hi, guys. I would just like to offer kudos to Patrick. I've never met him, and I don't know him, but he seems to be the last of a dying breed peace officer. And, sir, I would exhort you to keep the faith. Have a great day.
Thanks, Charlie. I appreciate that. Yeah, it is a dying breed. It absolutely is. There are some older guys out there who remember when they were called peace officers instead of law enforcement officer. And that's kind of that different change in status, that legal difference between just being this
what
automaton.
What is the legal difference between peace officer and law enforcement?
I bet you they changed something at some point. Jay, do you know anything about that?
Well, all I can do is speculate just based on, you know, my experiences. And today, you know, like a lot of these police departments are becoming federalized. So I really look at the police nowadays as like the overseers of the slave days, where
sure.
you had a slave
taskmaster.
A slave that got a room in a big house because he rode around on a horse and kept an eye on everybody and, you know, enforced all his, basically his own kind. Mm. And just like Charlie said, I know a young man, I think he's a couple years younger than me, a guy I talked about a few weeks ago, who was a police officer in Massachusetts, and he considers himself a peace officer. In fact, that's what he calls himself. And he's actually even told me that one of the guys is like, no, you're an LEO. You're a law enforcement officer. And he says, no, I'm a peace officer.
Hmm.
But he's also, you know, the guy, he's not really interested in, like, you know, victimless crime enforcement. But I think what's happening is because, you know, since these corporations came about, these towns are municipal corporations now, what the police are, all they're really doing, I believe, is enforcing intellectual property law, which is not really a good subject for this radio station right now because I don't know enough to relay it to people.
Well, when you say towns are municipal corporations now, yeah. I mean, they were municipal corporations back in the 1700s up here. I mean, these towns were incorporated hundreds of years ago in some cases.
So the United States was incorporated in 1864.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can find towns that were incorporated before that
sure.
in New England.
So a lot of the towns that you see where it says incorporated, like 1582,
yeah.
that was incorporated under English crown. In fact, I haven't seen too much incorporation stuff really between like, 1776-ish and 1860-something that I can actually remember. And if there are some, signs, I'd like to see that. But all the ones I see where you got these like historic landmarker signs, they'll say like, town of such and such incorporated. You know, all the incorporation things I see are like previous Revolutionary War because they were incorporated, under the English crown then. And then that incorporation status should have ceased to exist after the Revolutionary War, from my understanding. But, you know, law enforcement, getting back to the question, law enforcement mm-hmm. officers versus peace officers, is that in the beginning, the police officers, all they were was peace officers in this country because basically, the founding of this country and our forefathers wanted it to be that that's all they were there is to keep the peace, and the fact that the government was never stronger than the people, and obviously that's changed today.
And so, you know, whatever the legal difference is, there's definitely a difference in the attitude, right?
Absolutely.
The difference in the mind that the words create, the word peace, as opposed to law enforcement officer. I mean, one of those, law enforcement officer, just sounds like a robot. It sounds more like an automaton, whereas someone who's dedicated to keeping the peace, that's the kind of person I'd rather have around.
Well, and here in New Hampshire, every time somebody's charged with a criminal offense in court, they're told, you know, you have been charged with violating blah, blah, blah against the peace and dignity of the state.
Yeah, I've always found that insulting.
And the state is defined as District of Columbia, according to New Hampshire statute.
Well, that I'm looking forward to seeing you bring out in court.
I've found that in the New Hampshire statutes, and I searched them thoroughly.
I did find
a definition of person. And it says the word person may extend and be applied to bodies, corporate and politic, as well as individuals.
And if you look up the definition of the word, now the one I looked up said it a little differently, but the problem is with these RSAs is there's actually several different definition, like sections I've noticed. I'm sure you found that, right?
Right. And under the...
So you're saying look up individual? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, look up the word individual.
I'm pretty sure
the word
that,
individual
like
is not defined in statute.
Oh, really?
I tried finding that.
Well, then you
that.
Look it up in the dictionary, and it'll say something like a human person or a human being. I mean,
correct.
I've done that. I've gone that far.
One human is the dictionary definition of individual.
And I even, the word individual, if you break it to its root words, indivisible dual, is what you get out of it. And you start looking into the etymology of individual.
It's from the Latin for not dividable.
Right. Indivisible dual is the root words of individual.
No, so, you're adding a word to it. The word dual is not part of the etymology. It's not divisible.
So individual is the same root word.
Not divisible.
Not divisible, indivisible. Okay, well, thanks for that correction. I mean...
All of this really is, you know, it's very esoteric. And the thing is, you know, what I've noticed, and I hope you can prove me wrong on this, Jay, I really do. But what I've noticed is they've got these rules, and there's all these theories, and, you know, maybe it's really true about the uppercase and the lowercase and all of that stuff. but they never follow the rules. They just do whatever it is that they want to do.
Correct.
And
pretty much.
There's not really much that you can do about it besides just sort of throw yourself into the gears of the system and see if it works. And that's why, you know, I'm grateful for you because you are willing to take that risk. You're willing to put your own freedom on the line, which most of the people who talk about these courtroom kind of theories are not willing to actually do. They just want to break down what everybody else does is, oh, well, you did this wrong. You did this wrong. Okay, great. You get up and show us how it's done, because as far as I'm concerned, you can cite any amount of history. You
right.
can cite any amount of statute. You can cite any amount of, you know, common law or whatever it is that you're citing. And the man in the robes is going to say, I won't have that in my courtroom. Take him away, bailiffs, you know, and contempt. And there you go.
It's happened
jail.
To me several times. I've been
right.
taken away, bring him in for a psychiatric evaluation, you know, whatever.
And you're here. You got through it.
Oh, yeah. I've actually have never actually spent more than, like, 6 hours in a jail cell, maybe 8 hours.
Yeah, and the truth is, you don't drive with a driver's license.
Right.
Right? So you live that reality, but to some extent, you know, if they want you, they will come and get you. You know what I mean?
And the thing I've done, the recent way I've been going about this for the last, like, 3.5-4 years, is this waiver of benefits where I've actually put into a court case that I've waived the benefits to basically... And anything the government has created or anything that's without God is what the last... I've written, like, 5 different waivers. Mm-hmm. The first one I wrote was literally a legal-sized document full of information. And the last one I wrote was 33 words that I put into a court case. But basically, I've waived the benefits to the name Joseph Francis Noon, date of birth 7/20/1979, which is on that birth document that my mother... basically authored, gave them the information of when I was born.
Now, this is the idea that the birth certificate is creating a corporation, right? This is basically what you're talking about here?
Or trust, or a corporation, mm-hmm. or a legal entity, or some kind of fictional.
And you're saying, this person, this human being, this individual, am not associated with that thing, that legal thing that was created.
I never use any of them commercial terms you just said to describe myself. I say, this spirit-filled man... Is what I say, have waived the benefits to Joseph Francis Noon, date of birth 7/20/1979, and all
which
other things.
Which is a legal thing, right?
Yeah,
that's like a legal concept.
I've waived it in writing.
Which is all that a corporation ultimately is. It's just this legal fiction,
yeah.
Basically.
It's
a crazy world.
Two-dimensional entity.
Yeah, toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And one of the problems with it is it really is a rabbit hole, and people can get really lost in this world, and I think there's some danger to that, because if somebody had a technique that worked, we would hopefully see some evidence of it. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
And now, 3 recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 2002, the financial crisis of 2008, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.